Good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Nida, Freilichet Chanukah. We are tying up some loose ends today. We're going to go back to Big Day Tzavoinim. And hopefully, if we have time, to Davashim HaKabal Tumo. Regarding basic kisei, so I wanted to tie up two loose ends with colored garments. One, the lashon of the Rambam and the Ramah regarding whether bigded tzivonim are recommended to be worn to be tatzel miksamim, and what about a kesem on a beged savua when the on the time when it's really the vest is expected. How do we view such a kesem when the kesem is occurring on the day that she's expecting her vest? and then hopefully we'll, if we have time, we'll discuss the status of the basic kisei itself, and the mayim, whether it's makabel tumah or not. So the Rambam has a very interesting lashon in Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. L'fikach tiknu chachamim shetulbash isha bigdei tzivoinim kedei dachatzilo midin kesamim. So the chachamim made a tekana that a woman should wear. Big Day Tzivoinim in order to save herself from the Tumah Derabanan of Kesem. And the Kesef Mishnah here and the Beis Yosef ask Kasef Avraga Magid the Amrina Begamora Man Takninhu Ela Shalahutru Umacher Demai the Omar Shalot Tiknu Idachile Vahada Vahomer Shalahutru. Hey, Kosav Rabbeinu, Lefichach Tiknu. I think the Gemara on Samach Aleph, Ahmed Beis, first says the Lashon of Tiknu, Shalot Tiknu, Big Day Tzavoinim, Isha Ela, Lahakel, Al Kismehen. So the Gemara asks, Tiknu, my Tiknihu, Takninhu, Ela, Shalot Hutru. Where they were matter her, Big Day Tzavoinim, and Ela, Lahakel, Al Kismehen. And so if they, the Kesef Mishnah is pointing out, well, that Lashon of Tiknu is Nidcha. They weren't Masakin. Rather, they only matter her to wear for that purpose. So it's not really, they weren't Masakin. And the Gemara then says in the end, Bikshu Ligzor, Al Big Day Tzavonim, they wanted to also Goyzer that women shouldn't wear colored garments because of Zeicha the Churban. And then they said, no, it's a Ha'amre Ha'adifa Kedei the Hakel Al Kismehen. So the Gemara backs off of the Lashon of Tikkun, and therefore the Kesef Mishnah is bothered. Why does the Rambam use the Lashon of Tikkun Chachamim Shetil Bash Isha? So the answer is, maybe the Rambam had another girsa. Oh, shehu soiver the kevan shelo idachi may the amr tiknu ela mashum delo yadia man takninhu hashna damrinen bepulmos shel aspanius. However you say it, nasu nitnu chachamim bebigdei tzivonim ike the meimar da az tiknu. So he has to root him here. But the Ramah leaves out the Lashon of Tikkun. Ramah in Kuf Tzadi Yod says the Fikach Tilba Sha'isha Big Day Tzivoinim Kidei the Hatzil Mikasami. So he leaves out the Lashon of Tikkun. But he's really saying that she should wear it, right? Tilbash, she should. So the Torah Shlamim Yodalad, Haramam Kasal Ficha Tikna Kukham, Shatulbash Tsivoinim, Ulafi, Shabbat Yosef Matmiya, Aldavarav, Kasalashan Tikun, Shakasalashan Tikun, Vahu, Lachora Neged, Mashmos Ashas, Rafa Bas Yosef Heuser, Umatarts, Davarav, Mikol Makom. So the Beis Yosef answers up for the Rambam. Mikol makom ein divrei muchrachim. Lakach hishmit harav haloshoin tiknu. The Ramah left out the loshon of tiknu. Rak derech etze toiva koma. Right? The Ramah is speaking with derech etze toiva that shatasa isha kedei lachatsin iksamim. Etze toiva she should wear the colored garment to save her from ksavim. So this really, the Eitz HaToiva is found also in the Chochmas Sodom. Chochmas Sodom uses a lashon of Eitz HaToiva. Perek Klal Yud Gimel. Halachatas. Lo Gazru Bekesem Shenimsa Al Veget Tzavua. Tzikach Eitz HaToiva Shetulbash Isha V'tatziya Al Mitasa Kedei Bigdei Tzavoinim Kedei Lehatzila Mi Kesamim. So it's Vitaris Etatova. The Piskei Tshuva says in Kuf Tzadi Chaf Sifkat and Chaf Beis. Tilbash Aisha Big Day Tsivoin and Basifra Mude Kesef Ksavya Kosabazan near Dafka Tilbash Tamid. She should wear it she wear the Tsivoinim of Al Kedela Hatsil Bimei Nidasa Bimei Libainat Lo. She should not wear the colored garments during the days of Nida or the days of Libaina the Zainakim. So that brings us to the other thing that I wanted to tie up with Tzivoinim. So I'm just going to read the English in Rabbi Forrest's book. It's volume 1, I believe. Book 1. It's page 209. So I'm just reading what he wrote here. A kesem found when the expected period is approaching. A kesem found close to the expected arrival of the period should not be dismissed lightly, even if it was found on a colored garment. Although the woman is not rendered a nida by the kesem itself, it may signal the imminent arrival of her period and precautionary steps are warranted. A rav may advise the couple to abstain until the status becomes clear. In addition, a menstrual period is often preceded by a staining phase, which may be considered a vestiguf, which we're not up to yet. Therefore, the couple may halakhically be required to abstain from any physical contact upon the onset of staining. In either case, although they may be required to abstain, the kesem is essentially tahor, since it was found on a collar garment, and they need not observe all other rules of harchakos, like not handing an object from one to another. So that it has a nafkamina to, generally to separate them, but not in all the rules of harchakos. But there's obviously it's the beginning of, it could be the beginning of the vest, so it's, even though she's tahor, technically, but it may begin the beginning of, so, just thought that was important to add. Okay, so now let us go to Davish Makabal Tuma and let's take a look at. Of course, the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Tzadi Yud, Kesem Hanimsa Al Davar She'eino Makabal Tuma Lo Gazru. They weren't Gazer on. There's no Din Kesem there. So the Mishnah in Kalim, Perik Yud Aleph, Halacha Mishnah Beis says, we're talking about what's the status of the basic kisei. So let's see the Mishnah there. The Mishnah says, Kol kli mechtecha sheyesh l'shem b'ifnei atzmai, metalmei v'chutz min adalas, min anegar, min amenal, v'ha posa, v'ha shetachas, Hatsir, Vahatsir, Vahakoira, Vahatsinor, Shanasu Lakarka. So these kalim, which are Naasu Lakarka, are not Tame, right? Kol Kli Maktecha Sheish Lahem Shem Bifnei Atzma, they're Tame except for these things, like the door. Chutz Min Adelis. Why? Because the door is Shanasu Lakarka. So the Rav says, Shanasu Lakarka, these Tamish Bekarka. The Kolom of Chubra Lakarka, Hari Huka Karka, Vinum Kabotuma. So anything that is mechuber to attached to the ground, it's considered like the ground, and therefore it's not going to be kamal tumo. The Tiferes Yisrael akulu koi. When it says this idea shenasu the karka, it's going on all the things listed there. Tashmisha karkehin. Afilu lo nikvu adayin. Even if they're not even set up, they're not even attached yet. Right, afilu lo nikvu adayin b'mechubar on the karka, afilu hachi mid asuyin hishtamish b'mechubar ein mekabel tuma, even though they're not attached yet. So nearly the af the whole tashmish and karka kach dinan. So the Nodi Behuda in Medur Yardea Simon Kuftes has some rules calling for Bechuba the Karka. And in the second rule, he has this idea, it seems, Davash and Tashmishal Im HaKarka. Right? It's Tashmishal Im HaKarka. Sh'achshin is Chabra B'Karka, Iker Tashmishal Hu Im Siyua HaMechuba B'Karka. Its function is only with the help of the ground. As a filu koidem chiburo came in shenasu lechabroi, v'karka ein makavotuma v'hu hadalas v'neger v'hamanal v'kol hashnuyim v'mishnah perik beis perik mishnah beis perik yud aleph dekelim. So the basic heat only functions really because it's attached to the ground, because the plumbing is attached to the ground. All the waste really goes into the ground, either goes in directly in the olden days, or it goes into the ground through the plumbing today. So the basic heat needs, it only works with the siyua hamukhuba the karka. It only works by being assisted by the ground. It doesn't work otherwise. So therefore, it's going to be kakarka, right? So it's right. Davashi tashmishu im hakarka, sha'afshin ischaber b'karka. So then it has a din of karka, and then it's not going to be mekabel tuma. The Nodi Behuda was talking about, say, a seat, and then that. Because they made a big hole in it, so then it was the tarhit. But today our seats aren't. They're probably fashioned that way. They're not. The hole is not cut out. Let's see the Piske Tshuva here. Your test. Basic kisei she ain't a makabel tuma. Right there, ma. I am a Truvis Nodi Behuda Tinyana, Simon Kof Tes. Be'ishish Yashma Be'besikisa, Be'kavua Be'karka, Vahadaf Shiyoshin Allah Nasa, Min Daf Shahayu Urchin Allah, Vahayu Allah Torah's Kli. I used to have a Torah's Kli, it was a board. Betalush. Vahaka Kavuhu. V'yashva alav ha'ishav u'matakesem v'kasav shehi tohoira dekeven dekavuhu einu mekabel tuma. Since it's a fixed, it's not mekabel tuma. It's attached to the thing that needs the karka, so therefore it's kakarka and it's not mekabel tuma. V'af im lo chibru, even if you were mechaber bekarka, mishapascha boi nekev gadol, kezeh filu hu adayin rachav, Mikol Tzad on the outside, V'yachol Laruch Alav. There's still, you know, there's a big hole, but even though there's board on either side, Mikol Makom Akvar Nitar. So then the basic kisei, its seats, they're all attached to the ground, and they one's attached to the other, and they need the ground, so then they're kikarka, so then, you know, karka's not a kabal tuma, so it'll be a kesem adav shein a kabal tuma, it'd be tahor. That would be the basic kisei itself and the seat. What about the mayim? What about the mayim? So let us take a look at the first Mishnah in Masechtas Mikvos. So this would be 6b, page. So the first Mishnah Mikvois. Shesh Milos Ben Mikvois, Zu the Malami Zu, Vizu the Malami Zu, Zo, Me Gavoyim, Shasa Tome, if a Tome person drinks from the Me Gavoyim, and then afterwards Shasa Tahar Tome, the Tahar person's going Tome, Shasa Tome, Tome person drank from the Me Gavoyim, Umala Bikli Tahar, Tame. The Kli becomes Tame, Shasa Tame, Venafo Kikar, Shaltruma, Vim Hadiach Tamea, Vim Lo Hadiach Tahor. So it's Machlaikis over here, the Rambam, Perish Mishnayas, and the Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Oichlin. Does the Mega Boim have to be Nitlash in order for it to become Tame? According to the Rambam, the Megabayim b'makomo can become Tame, or metame other things, it can become Tame b'makomo, and even if the Megabayim is She'uvim. The Megabayim only becomes Tame, according to the Rambam, if it's touched b'ratzon. So Kei Mekabel Tumah, if it's intentionally used. According to the Ravid, it has to be nitlash. It has to be nitlash, we'll see, with purpose. Tzorech nitlash. The Ravid at least says over here, she'ena mayim shebegeve mekal mutuma ad sheyitlashu. The purpose we'll see later in the... So the Rambam over here holds, let's just see the Rambam in Perek. Chamisha Asar, Maim Shebekalim Shebemistamin, Aval Maim Shebekarkaos, Kigoin Meboirois, Sichin, Ma'arois, Ume Gavoyim, Shein Behen Arbaim Sa, Ein Mistamin, Elo the Ratzon, Vein Matamin, Elo the Ratzon, Keta, Maim Shebekarka, Shein Behen Arbaim Sa, Bain Shehayu Shuuvim, Bain Shein Shuuvim, Shenophilus or Hames or Shahalach or Tamea, Hari Elo Tahir, right? Because the tumor didn't contact the water in its place, intentionally. It just fell there. Aval Im Shasa Mehen Adam or Shemila Behen Bekli Tame. So then, Ashenaf l'soichen mashkin tameim biratzon hare elu tameim afal pi shehem bekarkas. It didn't have to be nitlash, as long as they were contacted with the tumah contacted them biratzon. Okay, and Ravid holds it has to be nitlash. So looking at the tshuvas, the Yan Yosef on page 19. So he points out, in order for the Megabayim to Mekabel Tuma, seems to be within the sheets of the Ravid, it has to be Nitlash, the Tzorach Davar HaTolush. But if it's Nitlash, if the Megabayim is extracted, the Tzorach Davar HaMechubar, so then it's not going to be Mekabel Tuma. And he wants to be Mekol, it's a Machlekes, there's a machlekas and he wants to be meikol machlekas tanaim. He wants to be meikol to say that in the event that the megabayim was nitlash, the tzorach davar mechubar. So then a kesem on it should not be b'kabal tuma, and therefore a kesem, which he says we should go the hakel, would be a kesem on a davar she'ena b'kabal tuma. Right, because the basic kisei is considered mechuber the karka, so then the talisha from the original Megabayim. Interesting. The Talisha is really from water that is more than Memsah. In other words, when the water that we get is from rivers, lakes, and reservoirs, which are definitely more than Memsah. So I would assume it's a different. I'm not sure if. So he wants to say that we're going to say a brera over here. And there's the mayim that was nitlash. Really, the tzorech. the mayim may have been harvested from wherever it was harvested for any number of purposes. But we'll say brera on this for dinder abanon, and we'll say whatever, you know, wherever it ended up in the basic kisei. So then it was nitlash. That's what we'll say in the mafreya that's what it was nitlash for. It was nitlash for mechuber. So if it's nitlash for mechuber, the tzorech mechuber, so then it has a din of, it doesn't have a din to mekabel kabel tumah. That's what he wants to say. I think the Kinei Baisim argues that we don't say this type of brera. And anyway, if you do say like the An Yosef himself brings the sheet of the Rambam, the Megabayim, Mechubarim, Nakarka, Mekablim, Tuma, Kishin Naga, Behem, Hatuma, Beratzon. So, according to the Rambam, the Megabayim, the Mayim in the basic Kisei would be Megabayim. It's less than Arbayim Saw. It's less than our volume saw, and it can be tummy bimakomo. It doesn't have to be nitlash, and it's being used beratzon, right? It's being purposely contacted. So if you find a kesem in the mayim in the basic kisei, so then according to the Rambam, it would be kesem and a dover shemakabel tuma. Right, because it doesn't have to be nitlash, and the water is being used purposely, and so then it, even though we said the basic kisei itself is mekuba the karka and it needs the karka, and the seed itself is attached, that would be a dover. Those would be dover she'enu mekabel tuma, but the mayim, according to the Rambam, would be megabayim in their tummy b'mekomo. They don't need to be nitlash as long as they're used. That water is used beratzon. So, we have a machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid how to understand megabayim. According to the Rambam, it turns out to be a chumra for the mayim and the basic kisei. So I think we'll hold it there. Is there any questions? Okay, all right, Shkoyach, thank you everyone for joining. All right, we'll continue on Monday, Mirtashem. Okay, Shkoyach.